Our readings this morning, it's usually on the Christmas day, it's very different from the readings at midnight. The readings at midnight tell of the story of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ from the Gospel of Luke. So as Mary and Joseph went to Bethlehem to be enrolled in the census, and Mary gave birth to our Lord Jesus Christ. And today we hear from the Gospel of John. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. The Greek word that was used and dwelt among us is kaire kekitaromene. It's like if you translate it literally and figuratively, it means he pitched his tent among us. He pitched his tent among us to be one of us. And I always love that image, that God so loved the world that he became one of us. And whenever I do my prayers, especially when I am really frustrated and when problems come along my way, I always hold on to this promise that the Word was made flesh and has dwelt among us. Because that Word is life. That Word is light. And light, that is the theme that is present in all the Christmas Masses, in all the Scriptures, present in the Gospel of John, that the light has come to shatter the darkness. The light has come to shatter the darkness. The darkness of our lives, the darkness in our world. And the stories we open in Scripture and the beautiful narratives that we have woven together in our traditions of retelling the birth of Christ mean far less unless we understand the darkness that hovered the land when God became flesh, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. For the people of Scripture, for the generations before us and for each of us, the birth of Jesus loses its meaning when separated from the darkness that covers the world. And this is not to suggest that Christmas, you know, the birth of Christ, is some story about how horrible the world is. But it is a stark reminder that the world is in need of saving. It is a stark reminder that the world is in need of healing, of wholeness, of genuine love, and ultimately light. Because it is through that darkness that the light pierced through, that God became flesh. The birth of Jesus Christ, brothers and sisters, is an image of hope. It is a victory, an image of victory over darkness, a story of victory. Christ, our Savior, comes to us in the darkness, in whatever darkness we feel or we dwell. The darkness of war in the Middle East or the tsunamis in Indonesia. God's light can penetrate. The darkness of women and minorities face in discrimination. God's light can overcome. The darkness that immigrants sit in as they wait to be reunited with their children, and as they dream of that day, that to build a home of safety, God's light can shine forth. The darkness that those with diseases dwell, God's light can illumine. The darkness that loved ones experience as they say farewells in death to life, God's love can radiate. The darkness of fear of others and the unknown, God's love can pierce. The darkness of anger and bitterness and revenge from which we so often operate, God's light can break open. Light, brothers and sisters, we are light. We are the heirs of the light. We are the children of the light. So it is that each of us are called daily to overcome darkness by our words, by our actions. And it may seem difficult to imagine being a source of light in the world. But we need not be the light. We need not be burdened with the idea that somehow we are being asked to single-handedly change the world. No, brothers and sisters, because we are embers, flames of a much larger light. And here today we are asked, like the simplicity, the tenderness, the fragility of the child born among us, to offer light to the world in simple and sometimes fragile, often unknown ways. It is in those actions of light that the love of God breaks open the darkness with marvelous light. And perhaps, if each of us claim or reclaim the magical wonder of seeing light in the darkness, as many of us did as children, we might see how much more powerful and wonderful the light of God is. And that same light, brothers and sisters, spills forth here today as we share in this Eucharistic feast. And it is a light that fills us, the light that feeds us, nourishes us, and sustains us, a light that burns within us, a light that continues to claim us as children of the light. Brothers and sisters, there's so much darkness in the world, and we are called to bring light to it. And sometimes in our own lives, we experience darkness too. But the image of this Christ, this child born among us, offers us that hope, offers us the victory, that beauty, goodness, truth, and love will always win over darkness. Let us cling on to that hope always. Let us cling on to that hope always and journey on in our journey of life, in our journey of faith. Because Christ is born among us. It's not only Christmas Day that we celebrate the birth of Christ. Because every time we manifest light in all our actions, Christ is born again in our actions, in our words, in our whole being. So let us be the children of the light. And let us keep Christmas always happy and merry. That's why we call it merry. Merry Christmas. Because darkness is always pierced through by the light. So Merry Christmas to all of you, and God bless you. And I hope you have a wonderful and a blessed Christmas celebrations with your families. Amen.